beautiful ladies, welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. Thank you for being here and deciding to switch this on and spend part of your day with me. We did take a little bit of a break with the podcast. It wasn't necessarily intentional, but I think it was in alignment with me, and we'll get into that in a second. But basically, I went to the UK to spend some beautiful quality time with my family. It was a bit of an unexpected trip, but it was just perfect, perfect timing. And I'm so, so grateful that I got to do that before England went into lockdown. So if you are in the UK right now listening to this, then I'm sending you lots of love and strength during what is quite an uncertain time. But how many times have we described 2020 as uncertain? Before I left, I batch recorded a few episodes for the podcast and then realized that I didn't have one for the first day that I was back, or the first week that I was back. And with my jet lag and just everything that was going on in the world and over here with the US election, honestly, it just didn't work out. I didn't feel like I could force or push recording a podcast episode, because it is so important to me that whenever I jump onto this mic, that I'm speaking from a really aligned and present place rather than rushing to do something just for the sake of doing it. So I'm back to our regularly scheduled content. And what better a time to talk about alignment? Because that is the theme that is just resonating with me so deeply this week. Alignment. And so as you hear that word alignment, before we even dive into what I want to talk about when it comes to alignment, I just want you to think about what alignment means to you. What does alignment feel like to you? Because feeling it is probably one of the most key pieces when it comes to alignment. Because no matter where you're at in your business, whether you're thinking of starting a business or you already have a multiple seven-figure business, I think one of the most important things that you can ever do for the health and well-being of not only yourself, but also your business, is always staying true to yourself and remaining in integrity with your values and belief system. Because when you come from that place, and when you serve from this place, then you serve from the highest possible place for everyone else around you. This was something, actually, when I was growing up, that my mother would always say to me. It's the one thing that if I were to ever get a tattoo, would probably be what I tattoo on my body. It is, to thine own self be true. That's a Shakespearean quote. And it's because to thine own self be true means that when you are coming from that place, you can do no wrong to anyone else around you. And there's so many different facets and layers to this. And I specifically want to chat about how and why we should do this within our own businesses, and even how it can have an effect on the abundance that you manifest into your life. Because I actually think that alignment within your business, and we'll talk about how you remain in alignment, alignment within your business is one of the greatest growth hacks and things to magnetize money coming your way. But okay, let's just dive in. What is alignment, and how do we remain in alignment? Here are some of my thoughts. The place I want to begin is by really diving in and thinking about what your value pillars are. And your company should have value pillars, just like I'm sure you organically have values in your life. What are your company's values? And they will probably be an extension of the values that you have within yourself and within your own family. But no matter where you're at in business, I really want you, especially if you're beginning in business, to define, like actually define, what your company, what your business will and won't stand for. What are the value pillars that will hold up your business as you really grow and evolve as a company? Because this is going to be the foundation that you lay for your company. And from those value pillars, they can be the structure that support you in making big and small decisions throughout the growth of your business and your company. So here are some of my value pillars. Empowerment, that is a big one. Empowering women all around the world, whatever your race or ethnicity, we empower. I want you to feel empowered whenever you come in contact with my company, whether that's just seeing my posts on Instagram, whether that's listening to my podcast, whether that's as a paying client, or maybe you're a fellow female entrepreneur that I'm collaborating with or doing a guest masterclass with. I want you to feel empowered. We are not in competition with one another. We are empowering one another. That is what my mission is. Everything I do has integrity in it. That's super important. That's a huge value pillar for me. Integrity, truth, inspiration, love. Oh my God, love is a huge value pillar for me. So what are some of your value pillars and how would that then affect your business? So for example, let's say somebody wants to ask me to be an affiliate for, oh my God, the first thing that comes to mind is a diet pill or something like that, or some kind of one of those skinny teas or whatever it might be. That is not in alignment with my company because from my perspective, that isn't necessarily an empowering thing for my followers or for my listeners, or it's not something that I feel empowered even receiving myself. So I therefore don't want to put it out there to other people. But if somebody wants to collaborate with me, who is also about empowering other women, and we're really in alignment with one another, then of course I'm going to jump on board with that because that's going to feel good for me. These value pillars will affect the way that you make decisions in your business. It should affect the way that you hire people. Are they in alignment with your value pillars? Whenever you're sharing content from other people, is their content in alignment with what your value pillars are? It should always come back to those. And I really suggest even putting up your mission statement or your value pillars somewhere within your office or on your desktop, so that no matter how big your company starts getting, you always can come back to those as the foundation and the root. My second little musing when it comes to alignment is understanding that alignment actually looks different for everybody. So what may be aligned with somebody else or another female entrepreneur that you see out there doesn't mean that it has to also be aligned with you, because you have your own unique journey, your own unique values, your own unique goals. And so just because somebody else is doing it a certain way doesn't mean that you have to do it that exact same way. In fact, I think it is far more powerful for you to do it your own way, in a way that feels aligned with you. Because truly, that's where the flow happens. If you're trying to force yourself into some kind of box or checklist or go down one specific path because that's the path you think you have to go down or the path that you've been told you have to go down, then you're actually restricting yourself from receiving and expanding into all of these other possible opportunities that may be more aligned and therefore more connected to who you truly are, which would cause you to then step into more of your power and your magic and your inner source of abundance, and then become a magnet to even more of what it is that you desire to attract. And that is exactly why none of my clients ever receive this exact same business strategy. I do a lot of the mindset work, a lot of the inner work, especially around money mindset. That's where the magic happens. But we also discuss business strategy and making sure that they have the foundations within their business to expand into their big income goals. And no client strategy will ever look the same, because I have to make sure that whatever advice and strategy that I'm giving them is aligned with who they are, who they uniquely are. And every single one of my clients has a slightly different business model and a slightly different way of operating, and different price points and structures and ways of packaging things that are in alignment with them. And it's about finding their inner sweet point. And that's the same for you, whether you're working with a coach or not, is what is your inner aligned sweet point? And you might be wondering how you even tell what your inner aligned sweet point is when it comes to your business. Well, honestly, the biggest indicator is how your body feels around it. And this is what I'll do with my clients. So if we're mapping out a plan or upping their prices or changing the way that they package things, then I really want them to be super ninjas at being aware of what feelings and sensations are coming up within their body as we discuss them. So is your body starting to feel tightness or pressure or this weird out of whack feeling when we're talking about that? And if so, okay, we need to look at that. We need to look at how and why this is currently feeling out of alignment with you. Now, we have to also understand that a lot of that can be fear. So once we unpack the fear and understand why that feeling within the body might be there, then the alignment might actually shift. You might actually feel like, you know what? I am aligned with this. It was just my inner little miss fear who was telling me that I wasn't. Or we may need to just rejig some things around until we find that sweet point, until we make sure that the body is aligned, meaning it feels really powerful within the body whenever you think about it or whenever you speak about it. Your body feels open, your channels feel open, your energy is in flow rather than it feeling tight or there's a sickness, like a nauseous feeling or any kind of anxiety. Because if you then take that business model that's giving you that tightness in your body and then go out into the world with it and try to tell your potential clients about it, then guess what? They're going to absolutely pick up on that. And it's going to cause you to get out of whack with so many things and attract that out of alignment or that misalignment back to you in many different forms. So make sure that whatever you are working on, whatever business strategy that you are implementing, that it is aligned with who you are and how you want to work. So, you know, I would have to make sure that my business strategy is aligned with how I want to live my life. Like, I don't want to live my life working back to back with clients for 10 hours a day. Could it make me more money? I guess, but actually probably no. Because if I tried to make that happen, then my whole like system and value pillars and reasons and whys and all of that would start coming into play and would push up against that conscious trying to push myself into doing that. And it would block me from even being able to probably create that because it is out of alignment with me. So look at what it is that you want to create and make sure that it is in alignment with all the different areas of your life. Another really important thing that I don't really hear many people talk about when it comes to alignment and money is really making sure that wherever you are investing your money, wherever you're choosing actively to spend your money, that it feels good to you. It should feel good, right? Like you are in a relationship with your money and you should treat that with dignity and respect and integrity, and it should feel positive whenever you are interacting with it, especially whenever you are choosing to spend it. And especially if you want people to feel good when they invest in you, then that begins within yourself by making sure that whenever you are making investments financially or within yourself, that also feels good for you, because what you attract, it's like a mirror. It's how you attract whatever it is that you do back to you. And we want people to feel amazing whenever they invest in us, right? You want your clients or your customers to feel really excited whenever they invest in you. So make sure that you are treating your money from a place of alignment. And so what might that look like? Well, maybe you're looking to invest in a new coach or somebody to mentor you or support you in some way in your business or your life. That person that you are about to invest in should feel aligned with you, and it should feel good to spend that money on them. It may feel a little scary, and that's a side note, but you should feel like that person matches your aligned energy. Like just because one coach might be aligned to one person doesn't mean that they're aligned to somebody else. And you'll feel that in your body. You'll feel that deeply within your body. That's why I always offer complimentary calls to people who are interested in my one-to-one coaching. I want them to experience my energy so that they can know within themselves whether they feel aligned with working with me, and so that I can know whether my body and my energy feels aligned with working with them, because that's the sweet point. That's when the magic happens. And the same should be true maybe if you're investing in a team member, making sure that that person feels aligned with your business, feels in alignment with your mission and your values. That doesn't mean they have to be a carbon copy of you. In fact, they shouldn't be. They should be able to really support you in the areas that maybe you are currently missing within yourself or your business. But they should be in alignment and they should feel good to work with. They should feel positive. The interactions should feel positive whenever you are discussing things between each other. Those are just two examples of the ways in which you might be investing your money. But I'm just having a thought right now of how we can do that more, even on a small basis, just daily. Like, let's say you want to go get a cup of coffee. Think about, okay, what coffee shop or what place do you go to where you get the most positive experience or the place that feels aligned with you? Is it Starbucks or actually is it the local coffee shop down the road run by the woman that really treats you with warmth and welcomes you in and knows your name? It could be Starbucks, but it could be somewhere else. Think about that. Where does it feel good to spend your money? Maybe whenever you go to get your nails done, where is it that you feel you get the best positive experience? And really thinking, hang on, I get to choose where I put my money. I get to choose where I spend my money. Where does it feel aligned with me? And just maybe go grab your bank statement and go through it and think, where am I spending my money? And do these places feel aligned with me? Or could I make choices that actually feel like they have more of a positive impact on my life or on the world? So I know I was just talking a lot about money itself, but actually my next tip about remaining in alignment and integrity as a business is remembering that it isn't always about the money. Meaning, just because something might seem like it will make you a lot of money on paper doesn't mean that you have to say yes to it, especially if it is out of alignment with you. Great if it is in alignment with you, but if it isn't, I actually truly believe that if you make a decision based on money alone and not about the values that your company stands for, or maybe it's just simply out of alignment with who you are, or you feel that within your body, I believe if you say yes to it and go against that feeling of it being out of alignment with you, that it will just come back to bite you in the ass, honestly. And actually, when you can say no, that's something really, really powerful. Not just maybe no, but maybe it's just not now. Maybe it's not a no to that person or that thing or that opportunity, but maybe it's not in alignment with where you are at in your life right here, right now. And that's okay. So maybe it's not a no, but it's a not now. And I think when we lead from that place, that what we actually do is create more expansiveness in our life. And I think that we leave room elsewhere to attract more money or opportunities in ways that maybe we couldn't have even imagined. Maybe in ways that actually will make us more money because we've remained in alignment with ourselves. It leaves us more space for those opportunities. In fact, just last week, I received an email from a woman that was scheduled to come and be interviewed by me on the podcast. And I'm super excited for us to eventually be able to do that and for you to hear her story. It's going to be really, really powerful. But she actually emailed me to say, I'm really sorry that I'm doing this, but I just feel basically like it's out of alignment for us to have our interview this Friday. I honestly can't concentrate. I feel like there's so much energy in the world right now. And until we know what's happening here in the US, I just feel like I can't give you my best self. And yet I know that she had been super excited about coming on this podcast. And I know that we'll still make that happen. But you know what my response was? I was like, girl, I get it. And I respected the hell out of her because she was remaining in alignment with where she was at in that moment. And I actually believe that is the most powerful thing that she could have done, not just for herself, but also for me. Because if she had ignored that feeling and remained out of alignment with herself and come and done that podcast episode, then it probably wouldn't have been in flow. And she would probably have been doing a disservice, not only to herself, but to me as well. And so I'm like, girl, we'll just reschedule. Totally fine. Totally get it. That was really where she was at. And so, okay, that might not be necessarily money related, but don't feel like you have to push yourselves or squeeze yourself or launch something because that's the time that everyone tells you to launch or go on that person's podcast, even though the energy doesn't feel right for you because you think that you have to, because it's an opportunity that you need to say yes to. Girl, no, it's okay. You've got to remain in integrity and in alignment with where you are at. And sometimes that means saying no. And no is sometimes the most badass thing that you can do. And another great way for you to remain in alignment with yourself is to ensure that you are surrounding yourself with other people who remain in alignment with themselves. Because girl, oh my God, having a girl squad of other women and men who stand in integrity with themselves and who champion similar values to you is mega, mega powerful. Like, honestly, having my online girl squad of fellow female entrepreneurs, none of us are in competition with each other. Like, just receiving my DMs or my comments from them or being able to meet up with them when I can in person and just chatting about things and big dreams and our big goals, that is just so important to me. And I think it really does help my alignment within myself and my own business growth. And I think because it's alignment is obviously, it must be like a value pillar for me within my business. I really do attract clients who are in alignment with me as well. Like, I really do attract clients whom I just absolutely love working with, whether that's one-to-one or in my group coaching. And I think that's because it is something that is integral to me and my business. And therefore, that is what I attract. Because what we put out there is what we attract. And so whether you have those people around you physically in person, or maybe you need to create them in an online community, or maybe even investing in them. Like, how did I meet a lot of the women that I am now friends with, whom I surround myself with, was, well, we were all in a mastermind together. And that mastermind was in alignment with me. And hence, of course, why I met other women who were in alignment with me. So think about where you want to place yourself, what energy you want to surround yourself with, and where you can find even more of that. Because the more you surround yourself with it, the more of a magnet you will become to things that are in alignment with you. Okay, so how do all of these things have an effect on your relationship with money? Well, how can they not have an effect on your relationship with money? Because when you are in alignment with yourself, when your packages and your pricing is in alignment with you, when you are in alignment with the value pillars of your business, then it affects the way that you show up positively, meaning you will show up with that feeling of alignment and that confidence within yourself. And that then shines on everything that you do, and you become a magnet to it. And people won't be able to help themselves but want to be a part of that. And they will trust you, and they will trust investing in you because of that feeling of being in alignment. That is super powerful. It's a super magnetic force. And for you to supercharge that, and then it is really important for you to ensure on a daily basis that you are showing up in alignment with the things that you desire to manifest. So whether that's a specific amount of money or a certain home or a certain business deal or whatever it is that's in your big vision, make sure that the way that you show up, meaning the words that you use, the language that you use, how you speak about yourself and your goals, the way you act on a daily basis, the way you operate, even down to the way that you dress in your business, is making sure that you are in alignment with manifesting those very things. Because when there is that disconnect, then it really knocks the law of attraction off kilter. And it is much easier to manifest the things you desire when you show up in the frequency that is in alignment with those things. In fact, I've had two clients who have gone through that experience this week. One signed three clients in one day, and she had gone from feeling super stuck to manifesting those three clients in one day. And she just said that everything suddenly clicked and got in alignment with her. And even how she got up and got dressed that day in this powerful outfit that made her feel like a badass, she said had an effect on what she manifested that day. And I have another client who's actually pivoted her messaging in her business. She's pivoted really the focus of her business because what she was doing previously was feeling out of alignment with her, and she was attracting clients who were out of alignment with her too. And that didn't feel good. And now she's pivoted into something that feels really, really aligned with who she is on a deep soul level. She's manifested, I think, I can't remember the exact figure, but I think it was something like she had like a 7,000 or an 8,000 pound day. And she's letting go of those people and those things in her business that were out of alignment because she's making space for this new way of operating that feels so much better for her. So I know we've talked around, you know, about alignment a lot, and I've probably like should have said, take a sip of wine every time I use the word alignment, and we all would have been very tipsy by the end of this. But I really just hope that this has given you a chance to reflect on where you are really, really in alignment with yourself and your business, and where there is room for more growth and more depth when it comes to alignment for yourself. So I would love to hear it from you. I would really, really love for you to come on over to my Instagram at girl_unfiltered and just let me know what your biggest takeaway from this was. What your biggest aha moment was. Maybe it was a discovery of where there was some room for growth for you, or where something has been feeling out of alignment for you, but you didn't know why, and it suddenly has clicked for you. I really, really love hearing from you and knowing how these episodes resonate with you. So just go on and DM me and let me know. And I'm excited for some really epic interviews that I'm going to be doing very soon for the podcast. So watch out for those, and lots more juicy topics around wealth, money mindset, abundance, manifestation, and really empowering yourself in your life and business. So until the next episode, I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'm sending you so much love and light.